Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to have your devotion with God before you commence your day's activities. After receiving Turning Point, rebroadcast it to your contact. Let what is blessing you and adding value to you also bless your contact. Then, welcome to Sunday, the fourth day in May, 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1, it reads, in the fourth day of the fifth month, I was by the river of Chebar, and the heavens opened. Wow, fourth day in fifth month is for open heaven. Do this, lift up your two hands to heaven and open it up as I pray. I prophesy, may your heavens open. Open heavens means abundant supply. It means refreshing anointing from God. It means answered prayers. It also means unrestricted blessings. I pray again, on this fourth day in the fifth month, as the heavens open for Ezekiel, may your own heaven also open. Also, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19, the fourth day of creation, God created the sun, moon, and stars to give light to the earth and separate day from night, sun for the day, moon for the night, and stars to mark times and seasons. I connect to all these divine forces to speak over your life and things. No power of darkness will overpower you anymore. Light of God shall shine perpetually on you and your household. Stars are for signs and seasons. God shall turn your life and things to signs and wonders. Your miracle and blessings shall not miss their season. I declare you an all-season person, all-weather persons. You shall not know dry season of life anymore. If you have your blessed water there close by, put a little in a cup on your palm and pour it on your head, the center of your head. Let it touch your skull. Let the blessed water touch your head. Also, if you have your anointing oil nearby, anoint that center of your head and also use the oil to make a sign of the cross on your forehead. You are hereby marked out and set apart for divine exemption from all evils and divine attraction for good and pleasant things. Say amen. Parents, especially mothers and fathers as well, use these five scriptures I will give you, these five Bible verses, to pray over your children and grandchildren as often as you can remember. If you can do it daily, the better. If they are grown up, they are now married, they are traveled, they are no longer with you, they are on their own. Pray for them, anointing their photographs or any of their things left at home. 1. Psalm 9, verse 10. There shall be no evil come near or plague my children ever. No power shall plague their dwellings. Number 2, Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve my children from all evils. The Lord shall protect their going out and their coming in. The third scripture for prayer for your children. Psalm 119, verses 99 and 100. My children have more knowledge and insight than their teachers. My children are wiser than their elders in Jesus' name. Number 4 scripture, Psalm 119, verse 11. The word of the Lord is hidden in my children's heart. They will not sin against us. Finally, scripture number 5, Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. Henceforth, let no man trouble my children. Let no power or force afflict my children, for they bear in their bodies the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. They bear in their body the mark of favor, excellence, and distinction in Jesus' name. Write out these Bible verses and use them to pray for your children from time to time. Someone say, my pastor, thank you. Now, May 4, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark this date yearly in good health, in power and prosperity. Your number of days shall be 120 years. Say amen. Now, before we share testimony today, please hear this very important notice and please take immediate action. TPGF and all listeners of Turning Point, because of WhatsApp changing policies, this line from your line manager bringing you this message may soon be blocked from sending Turning Point to you. This is what to do very quickly to continue receiving Turning Point daily. One, join our Telegram channel. If you have not already done so, Telegram does not have the same problem that WhatsApp is giving everybody. And it's simple. Search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on your phone, all written together in small letters. You will see it. Tap join. That is it. Telegram will be bringing Turning Point to you every day. If they block WhatsApp, they won't block Telegram. If you don't know how to migrate to Telegram, ask your son or your daughter or somebody there who is telling social media savvy to help you do the migration. Number two, visit our official website regularly at www.tpgf.org for fresh updates and spiritual resources. Let's remain connected beyond WhatsApp. Do so now. If you have not already done so, now let's receive testimonies. TPGF Communion Works Wonders. Saturday morning of 26th of April, 2025. A terrible stomach pain that made my wife to be awake all throughout the night stopped. Immediately, she took the TPGF Saturday morning communion. This could only be God. Turning Point offering, Thanksgiving offering sent already. Number two, my God, my glorious TPGF members, good morning. I want to testify to the wonderful things God did for me. One, my work permit visa was approved last month, April. Two, alert upon alert. God is so good to me and my family. I say thank you, God, for the love you have for me and my family. Number three, good day, my TPGF. I thank God my green card was approved on March 7th after 5 years of back and front. Thanksgiving offering sent already. Wow. All those that desire this same miracle, receive your own in Jesus' name. Another testifier. Good morning, my TPGF family. I thank the Lord for successful marriage ceremony of my son, for God's support and supply for my family, for God's ever kindness, for God's financial outpouring on me. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Another testifier. I want to testify to the glory of God Almighty for granting the desires of my heart by blessing me with a quality job. I went through a series of interviews without any breakthrough, but I never gave up. I constantly reached out to Turning Point pastors online who always stood with me in prayers of agreement. In his perfect timing, God made everything beautiful. Truly, Jesus is faithful. I return all glory to him. All applicants, you will give similar testimony here soon. TPGF, I am truly blessed. My phone fell inside water yesterday. I quickly removed the pouch and the screen guide, but it started acting funny. Then I anointed it and wrapped it up with the mantle. God restored my phone, far now working perfectly. To God be all the glory. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF. Our God is awesome. I just managed to come to no more delayed service because I was not feeling well. But the word of the Lord came for me when Daddy asked us to touch where we hurt. I touched my unsettled tummy. To God be the glory. I am perfectly okay now. Thank you, Daddy, for your prayers always. More anointing, strength, and good health. Good morning, Daddy. During the crossover vigil on Wednesday, I could not make my sacrifice due to insufficient amount. I prayed to God for sufficient amount. My God did it from unexpected source. I was able to pay and still have enough left for other things. Glory be to God. You will have enough left for other things. I am feeling vibration all over my body because I was shocked that God answered so quickly. At the age of 68 years, my wife and I searched for my glasses for 2 days. But today, 2nd of May 2025, after our lovely pastor's prayer for lost and found, I saw my glasses in the same place. I have sat several times. Surely God is in this place. I love you. Wow. Anointing for lost and found. You will find it in Jesus' name. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact and ask them to please migrate to Telegram before the restriction that WhatsApp is bringing. Have you transmitted your tithe lately? Do so. Five things we are going to do in our lives, five obligations to God as long as we live, and we are going to live to 120 years by God's grace. Number one, thanksgiving to God. Number two, praying to God. Number three, paying our tithe, personal and corporate tithe, to enhance and enlarge God's work. Number four, sowing our sacrificial seed for divine intervention. Number five, soul winning and living a holy life before God by His grace and prayers. God created us to live for Him and also to serve Him. TPGF is a good platform to do all those things. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your regular tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555, we are sowing this 50th month of the year. Send a WhatsApp message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. All our United Kingdom members, titles and donors, and you want to sow directly into our HSBC account, send a chat message or please send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent. Open your hand, everyone, for the last prayer. I pray that the Lord bless you more and more. The Lord fortifies you. The grace of God come to you. The power of God back you up. You are not failing. You are not falling. You will fulfill your purpose. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.